听力课堂，听 class.com.
Page 36. Internet addiction. Spending too much time online? You might be addicted. For most people these days,Going online requires little effort. But leaving the internet can be another story. For some, the act of going online is addicting, and they find it hard to log off and return to everyday life. Ben Alexander realized he had a problem after he found himself playing the online game World of Warcraft more than 16 hours a day. Not long after flunking out of college,Alexander decided to check himself into Restart, the first rehab center in America devoted to treating internet addicts. During his 45-day fast from the internet, Alexander spent most of his time exercising and learning real-world skills such as cooking and camping. Online gamers, however, aren't the only people who can develop an internet addiction.People who spend time gambling online, visiting social websites, or even using online retail sites can all develop addictions. The reason is because each of these online activities stimulates a part of the brain that releases dopamine. This chemical, which produces pleasant feelings, is linked not only to internet addiction, but also to other types of non-internet addictions.So what distinguishes an internet addict from a casual surfer? One of several distinctions is that a person who has an internet addiction usually becomes angry or depressed when denied access to the internet. In contrast, a casual surfer can usually switch to offline activities without such angst. Although internet addiction still isn't labeled as a disorder by the American Psychiatric Association, many therapists are pressing the organization to do so. They hope that more addicts can receive professional treatment. Several Asian countries, on the other hand, have already labeled internet addiction a serious health problem and have taken steps to address it.China has required local gaming companies to penalize gamers who play online for more than 3 hours a day by cutting their points in half. And both China and Korea have created boot camps where addicts are denied internet access for extended periods. In order to prevent an addiction from forming, all internet users should take steps to limit their online activityand instead invest in real-world activities and relationships. Any time that internet activity begins to threaten grades, jobs, or relationships, it's time to log off and pull the plug. Word Bank. Addiction. Sarah has an addiction to coffee. She drinks at least 3 cups every day. Fast. Tim is on a fast from television.He hasn't watched TV for a whole week. Retail. Ellen's new job involves the retail sale of healthy food and vitamins over the internet. Stimulate. Exercise really stimulates my appetite. I always eat a big meal after working out. Angst. Many students who are graduating this year have a sense of angst about their future careers.Penalize. After Mark was late for class a fifth time, his teacher penalized him by lowering his final grade. Extended. Both teachers and students are looking forward to an extended break over the summer holiday. Pull the plug. Betty decided to pull the plug on her vacation plans after she found out she was losing her job. More information.Rehab center, dopamine, psychiatric, boot camp. Talk about it. How much time do you spend online every day? Have any of your friends or family members ever said that you spend too much time online? Imagine that you couldn't go online for a whole week. How would you feel? What would you do with your extra time? Compare your favorite online activity with your favorite real-world, non-internet-related activity. Which one do you enjoy more, and why?